Soft, confident tone. Welcome. This lesson is an advanced sound design tutorial in Ableton Live 12 focused on a Danny Byard style Amen variation, tightened and arranged for Pirate Radio Energy. I'll guide you through a compact, repeatable workflow, taking a raw Amen break, surgically tightening transients and tails, building playable drum rack and sampler instruments, resampling creative variations, and arranging those elements with jump cuts, follow actions, and routing choices that deliver an aggressive, mid-forward, slightly ragged Pirate Radio vibe. First, what you will build. By the end, you'll have a tight, punchy Amen-based loop suitable for a drum and bass drop inspired by Danny Byard. A drum rock with sliced Amen hits mapped to pads and three useful macros. A resampled, mangled Amen variation to use as rhythmic glue and cut-up fills. An arrangement template with follow actions, return buses, and automation for staccato drops, sudden blind cuts, bandpass talky moments, and vinyl slash pitch crush grit, all using only stock devices like simpler slash sampler, drum rack, drum bus, glue, saturator, EQ8, compressor, multiband dynamics, redux, utility, reverb, ping pong delay, auto filter, gate, and clip follow actions. Now let's walk through the steps. Use a good sounding Amen break at 44.1 or 48k as your source. Prep and slice. Tightening starts here. 1. Create an audio track and import the Amen break. Turn warp off to keep the raw timing while you edit. 2. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Start with transient slicing and about 1.0 sensitivity as a baseline. Target a drum rack so each slice maps to its own pad. If the transient detection over or under slices, tweak sensitivity and reslice. Open each sampler in the drum rack and trim the start and start offset to remove pre-transient bleed. 0 to 8 milliseconds is typical. 3. In each sampler, set playback to one shot and use the fastest playback mode available. Reduce release and set a short decay envelope to tighten tails. Start around 40 to 120 milliseconds and fine-tune by ear. Layer, tune and map macros, tighten by design. 4. Create two layers per main hit inside the drum rack. One is the clean Amen slice, the other is a transient enhanced duplicate. On the duplicate, put drum bus first with transient boosted around plus 6 to plus 12, boom small 0 to plus 2 dB, and a bit of distortion 0 to 3. Follow that with EQ8 to shape the top end. A shelf boost of plus 2 to plus 4 dB around 6 to 12 kHz helps match Danny Byard's brightness. Keep the original chain clean and slightly lowered in level using utility gain so the enhanced layer provides punch without smearing. 5. Map 3 macros for performance. Transient map to drum bus transient, high shelf map to the EQ8 gain, and sat slash texture map to saturator drive or redux parameters. These give you instant pirate grit when you automate them. Tighten dynamics on the bus. 6. Group the drum rack into a drum bus group track and insert processing in this order. EQ8. Apply a high pass around 60 to 90 Hz to remove unnecessary sub-rumble from Amen transients. Drum bus. Set transient around 3 to 6. Small crunch 2 to 4. Attack low to retain punch. Drive 2 to 4 dB as needed. Glue compressor after drum bus. Ratio around 2.5:1:3:1. Attack 10 to 30 ms to let the initial transient pop, release auto or 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, and make up gain to taste. This glues the slices while preserving snap. Use multiband dynamics if needed to tame low mids. Compress the 200 to 800 Hz band by minus 2 to minus 5 dB to remove muddiness. Design variations via resampling and reslicing. The Danny Byard twist. 7. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Route it to record the drum rack's output. Solo the rack or record it in context depending on what you want. 8. Record short 2 to 8 bar performances, playing pads, tweaking macros and muting or unmuting chains to create dynamic micro-arrangements. Record several takes. 9. Take the resampled audio and experiment. Slice it again to a drum rack using transient or beat slicing, or drop it into simpler or sampler and use the filter envelope to aggressively shorten decay for a squelchy sound. Use redux and erosion at low rates for dirty Pirate Radio grit on fills. Arrange with Pirate Radio Energy. 10. Build a 16-bar motif, 8 bars building and 8 bars release, and use these arrangement techniques. Quick cuts, Draw volume automation on the drum bus for sudden drops of minus 10 to minus 18 dB lasting an eighth or quarter bar to emulate transistor cutouts. Follow actions. Create short one bar MIDI clips filled with amen hits and set follow actions to next with mixed probability so patterns jump unpredictably. Short clip lengths and follow actions give a live sampler feel. Accent fills. Drop resampled mangled amen clips over downbeats and use clip envelopes for transpose wobble and volume stuttering. 11. Use two return tracks for performance. Return A, a small plate or room reverb with 0 to 10 ms predelay. Keep the send low and automate it up for 1 bar to open the sound, then cut. Return B, ping pong delay set to a dotted 1/8 or 1/16. Higher feedback around 20 to 35%, with a low pass on the delay to avoid harsh top end. Automate sends for half beat slaps. 12. Add MC/DJ style interruptions. Use utility width automation to collapse into mono for through the transmitter moments and open up to wider stereo for live sections. Duplicate the drum rack or use a resample duplicate and automate an auto filter bandpass around 800 to 2000 Hz with resonance and frequency sweeps across 1 to 2 bars to simulate a band limited transmission. Final polish and export. 13. Check phase and mono compatibility by switching utility on the master to mono while playing. Fix elements that disappear by narrowing them, reducing wet sends, or rebouncing layers. 14. Bounce two versions, a clean stems export and a resample DJ Ready 16-bar loop that prints the clip automation. This is your raw pirate loop for mixing into a set. Common mistakes to watch for. Overcompressing the drum bus. Too fast glue attack kills transients. Use 10 to 30 ms attack. Slicing too aggressively. Tiny slices can click or cause phase issues. Trim start offsets and apply fades when necessary. Oversaturating everything. Too much saturator slash redux slash erosion equals mush. Use parallel routing or low wet mixes and control with the SAT macro. Excessive stereo widening. Pirate radio often benefits from narrow, mid-forward energy. Check mono compatibility frequently. Forgetting to resample. Not committing to resampled audio misses the unique textures you can only get by printing those manipulations. Not using follow actions. The arrangement becomes predictable. Pirate energy needs controlled unpredictability. Pro tips. Use drum bus transient as your primary transient shaper. It's quick and musical for MN hits. For ultra-tight tails, use sampler's filter envelope with a short decay and slight negative envelope modulation on amplitude to snap tails off smoothly. Build a pirate macro rack that controls drum bus transient, saturator drive, redux rate, and utility width so you can switch from clean to transmitter in one move. Combine follow actions with clip transpose envelopes for micro pitch shuffle that feels ragged and live. Commit periodically, freeze, flatten, or resample sections to lock in textures and reduce CPU load. Use a tiny gated noise or vinyl crackle on a low-passed return track, automated in and out for authenticity. When layering slices, offset duplicates by 2 to 6 ms to thicken without problematic phase reinforcement. Use utility gain to balance. Mini practice exercise, 45 minutes, goal, make a 16-bar amen loop with one resampled fill, a drum rack macro set, and a follow action based on predictable 4-bar performance. Steps. 1. Import an amen. Slice a new MIDI track using transient until you have 6 to 12 usable slices. 2. For each simpler set, start offset 2 to 6 ms, decay 60 to 100 ms, one-shot mode. 3. Duplicate your main snare or hat pad and insert drum bus on the duplicate with transient around plus 8. Balance the layers so the bus chain sits about plus 3 dB over the clean one. 4. Group the drum rack and on the bus put EQ8 HPF at 70 Hz. Drum bus transient 4. Glue set 3:1 ratio and 15 ms attack. 5. Record a 4-bar improvisation to resampling, while toggling a macro map to drum bus transient and saturator drive. 6. Place the resample as a fill at bar 16 and apply redux and an auto filter bandpass with cutoff automation. 7. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip of amen pads and set follow actions to next with 50% probability, global quantase to 1/4, loop it into a 4-bar pattern and save the live set. Check your results. Does the loop retain impact in mono? Does the fill sound raw and distinct? If yes, you've completed the exercise. Recap. This lesson showed a focused pipeline for Danny Byatt Amen variation in Ableton Live 12 aimed at pirate radio energy. Key steps. Slice to drum rack. Tighten with simpler/sampler envelopes. Layer a transient enhanced duplicate with drum bus. Glue on the bus with glue compressor, resample and resless set performances, and arrange using follow actions, sudden automation cuts, and return sends for reverb and delay, tighten transients, commit via resampling and design arrangements with unpredictable live feel techniques to emulate a rough, urgent pirate broadcast, final workflow sanity rules. Name and color every take, commit often by freezing, flattening, or consolidating printed automation. Keep a safety master without destructive processing so you always have a clean stem. Treat tightening and arranging as complementary crafts. Tighten to give each hit character. Then deliberately abuse that character through resampling. Follow actions and sends to capture authentic pirate unpredictability. That's it. Load up an amen. Follow the steps and make something loud, ragged and alive. Good luck, and enjoy the chaos.